Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a grandfather wakes up a granddaughter from a deep sleep, warning her, you need to go check on your mom. Only problem is, grandpa's been dead for years.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yes, if you like the program, hey, become a premium subscriber. Get access to all of the episodes ad-free. You can do that at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories. Or just directly through Apple Podcasts. So you can subscribe premium there and get access to everything ad-free and start binging away right now. Great for a summer road trip if you want a bunch of ghost stories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Have you ever had that where you were woken up by someone or something and then you do, you know, you come to your senses and that person or that thing that woke you up is not there?
Had a lot of experiences in my life. That is not one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I never had it with people, like ghosts waking me up or anything like that. But I've had it with like noise. Like I've had it, and they call it exploding head syndrome. I don't know why. But I've had it where it you hear like a large bang. And yeah. It sounds like a chandelier fell or like somebody ran into your house or something. I've had it where I get up and I look around like, nothing has happened. There's no accident, nothing whatsoever. There's nothing to make the sound, but it was actually just in my head. Apparently, it happens quite frequently when people are beginning to fall asleep, and it's kind of an intermingling of dream sounds that you'd hear in your dream and also being awake to reality. I guess it's sort of akin to like when you're starting to fall asleep and maybe your legs start moving if you're walking or you're running, but in an audible way.
I see that with my dog a lot. I hope I don't do the same thing in my sleep. That'd be crazy.
Let's go to our first caller. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to tell you my story. I kind of believe that if a spirit comes back, someone that the person knows, it's because they need your help. So anyway, here's my story. And before I start my story, just a couple side notes. When I was 12, my mom got sick. She got brain damage. She had seizures, memory problem, etc. My parents were Catholic, and we went to church when I was a very, very little girl. I had decided I agreed in evolution and not God. So I did not believe in God. I did not believe in heaven or hell or anything like that since I was a child. And now my story starts when I was 19. So when I was 19, I was living by myself in my father's house. He was living away with his girlfriend in her house. Anyway, so I was pretty much living there by myself, and I was sleeping. And someone woke me up by shaking my shoulder. And when I woke up, it was my grandfather who had passed away 3 years prior. Normally at that time, even though I was already 19, if I woke up in the middle of the night, say to go to the bathroom or something like that, I would be scared. And I would have to turn on my bedside light immediately so that I wasn't in the dark. But when I got woken up and I saw my grandfather, and there was a little bit of light because there was a street light outside my bedroom window. So I had, not right outside, but enough to shed a little bit of light in my bedroom when the lights were off. So when I woke up, I saw it was my grandfather who had already been dead. And he basically was there to say, please go take care of your mother. Now, I had lived about an hour and a half away from where my mother lived, which was the house I grew up in. But I hadn't seen her in a couple of years because we didn't get along. And I didn't want to see her. I had no intention of being in touch with her. And anyway, so my grandfather woke me up, and he kept asking me, please go take care of your mom. Please go see your mom. Take care of her. She needs you. And I kept saying, yeah, whatever. How can you be here? So here I am asking my grandfather, and I'm very comfortable. I'm not scared at all, but I'm like in awe, and I'm very, very curious. I don't understand how he can be there. And so I'm asking him, is there really a heaven? Is there really a God? Is there really heaven and hell? And are you a spirit of my grandfather? Look, I mean, are you a spirit? Are you? And he felt like flesh and blood. I mean, he was sitting 1 foot away from me on the bed, and I was sitting up and I was touching him, and he felt like any person would feel like, and he looked like any person would look like. So basically the conversation was me asking him if there's really a God, if there's really heaven and hell, and how can you be here? And of course, me telling him, I love you, I miss you. And he basically just kept saying to me, please tell me that you will go see your mother and help her. Please promise me you will do that. And I kept just saying, yeah, what about God? You know, so I'm going back and forth. Finally, he said, you know, please, I don't know what came first, but I finally, you know, he probably finally made me be clear to him that I would definitely go help my mother. And I said, yeah, yes, I will definitely go visit her and take care of her. And I, at one point, said to him, you know, I asked another question about, is there really a God? And he said to me, it is not your time to know. And then that made me just shut up and pause and think about what he said, like, huh, it's not my time to know. So I was trying to think about what that meant, because I would never talk like that normally, because I didn't believe in God. I didn't believe that you went to heaven after you died and whatever. So when he said, it's not your time to know, I just finally stopped talking, and I just tried to make sense out of what he just said. And then he said, all right, honey, I have to go. And of course I begged him, no, please don't go. I miss you. I love you. Please stay. And he's like, I can't stay. I love you too. But I have to leave. And he was trying to get me to close my eyes, and I wouldn't do it because I didn't want him to leave. And he said, please, honey, please, just for me, will you just blink your eyes real quick? Just please do that for me right now. Just blink your eyes real quick. And so I did. And when I opened my eyes, he was gone. Well, of course, I got up out of bed and I walked downstairs and I got something to drink. And I just made sure, I said to myself, I know I'm awake. That wasn't a dream. It's not like I woke up after he left. I was fully awake, and that was so real. Anyway, to this day, and this is now 30 years later, I still completely believe that a spirit came and talked to me, and I think it was my grandfather's spirit. I've told this story before, and people are like, well, maybe it was God, or maybe it was an angel. Well, maybe. I think it was actually my grandfather's spirit, but maybe it was God. Putting the spirit there that looked like my grandfather so I'd be comfortable. I don't know. Oh, but anyway, another side note is, I didn't go to my mother's right away, but I did go a few months later. And my mother had been living alone, and she desperately needed help. Apparently, she was not taking her medication. She was having seizures because she must have been falling, because she had cuts and scrapes all over her. The house that I grew up in, that she still lived in, was messy and cluttered, and that is not her at all. We always kept the house immaculate. So she obviously was having huge health problems and could not take care of herself. So I ended up jumping full force in, and I ended up becoming like her case manager. And I took care of everything, from all her medical doctor's appointments, any other appointments, taking care of the house, paying the bills, and everything. And I did all that for her because she really desperately needed it. That is my story. I am so glad that my grandfather came to visit me, because it was such a good feeling to see him. But that's my story. All right, thank you.
Thank you for sharing your story with us about your visitation from your grandfather. Thoughts?
A great story, and obviously because it kind of played out the way it did, where she got knowledge firsthand that her mother actually did need help, you know, it puts a little more credence to it. It's like maybe he really did come to her because he acknowledged that the mom needed something. Yeah, great story.
I do find it interesting that the dead need you to blink your eyes for them to disappear, though.
Unless the way they go is just so freaky, they don't want you to see it, you know?
It's like, I'm going to melt like the thing that melted in Raiders of the Lost Ark. That was a freaky thing where it like turned into a skeleton type thing. I remember watching that on VHS and trying to pause it so I could see like the seconds of the character falling apart. That would be traumatizing.
Yes.
So maybe listen to Grandpa there. All right. Thanks for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost story as well. We'd love to hear it. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or directly on Apple Podcasts. You become a premium subscriber. You check that out. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.